I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Okay, why do you go to the particular stores that you go to? And I bring this up because of the Target story. CBS mentioned it. If you missed it, Target has ended something that a lot of people have thoroughly enjoyed, and it's played a part in their decision to go to Target. I think if you're born in Minnesota, you're required to go to Target for a certain amount of point, and then you're allowed to have some leeway. But Target has announced in the last 24 hours they're ending the price matching of products sold for less at a competitor store website. This is 12 years where if a Target customer found any product was sold for less on Amazon or Walmart's website, they could request to buy the same product that was sold at the Target store at a lower price. Okay. A Target spokesman told one outlet, "We found our guests overwhelmingly price matched Target and not other retailers, which reflects the great value and trust in price consumers see across our assortment of deals." That's kind of funny. I would still say, Josh, if you really believe in your product, you would say, if you go to Amazon, if you go to Costco, and you find a lower price, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that it's just at our store is awfully convenient logic, which I'm not sure matches up with reality.
Yeah. They're trying to usher in more in-house shoppers, and I say this as somebody who has boots on the ground frequently at Target, both shopping and working. So it's it's definitely one of those things where they're trying to keep things Target brand, basically.
Yeah, I think a lot of stores are looking at that for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is our way to separate. So when people are trying to make their decisions, and I want you, the listeners, to chime in on this one through the text, 651-461-9226. What is the number one reason why you go to Target? What is the reason why you go to Walmart? What's the number one reason why you shop for everything on Amazon? Why is your grocery store Cub? Why is it Aldi? Why is it Lund's Barley's? What is the number one reason which drives you to the stores? The obvious reasons would be, and I want you to blow me away, surprise me, different things, but the obvious reasons have to be, number one, convenience. Okay? It has to be a part of, it's close where you live, it's near where you work, it's somewhere on that drive. Number one, Cook should come in this room and say, come on, can't be 50-50. I think this is a rare time, Dan Cook. They're tied. Number one, pricing. Because if something is convenient, but you've decided the prices just don't work, who cares? I mean, it's right there. You decide, let's say, Whole Foods. You decide a whole paycheck is not worth it.
It's not.
Then you don't do it. Then the pricing. If the pricing matches up, but the quality just isn't right, you're probably out on that. I see the Target price matching frequently when I go to Target. Now, Josh, you've been a part of both sides of this, the Target.
Yep.
Someone who's worked there and someone who shops there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see the price matching stuff. You must see it also when you go there, right?
Always. Yeah, always. That's how people, you know, that's how the upsell was worked into it, basically, is I can get it for this price here. It's convenient. I don't have to wait X amount of days for shipping. Yep. So, boom.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it. Yeah. You see something on Amazon, And I know right now Amazon, I swear to God, you order it and 5 seconds later,
yeah,
boom, it's outside the door. But let's say it's 3 days. And you've got a Target that's 2 miles down the road. Guess what? You're going to go there. You're going to have your handy-dandy phone right here and say, here we go. Costco's got this right here. I can drive 30 minutes to Costco, but I want the price. So this is going to bug some people. This is going to bug. What are the other reasons why you're going to shop at a certain store? The quality of the product. If you make the decision, let's just go with on the grocery side here, and you make the decision that 90% of the time, for 90% of the products I'm going to get at this said store, but guess what? I don't think the meat's that great, or I don't think the produce is that great, or you know what? It just costs way too much for the type of goods which I can save more money across the street. So I'll make that effort. The quality of the product has to match up. How much, Josh, is in the way the company operates? Because we've watched the boycott business lately.
Yeah.
And we have a regular guest on Fridays named Shaletta, who was very upset how Target and many other companies, because of the election of Donald John Trump, ended DEI, or acted like they ended DEI and then just kind of waited for a couple months and probably brought it back, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then Shaletta and others said, I'm done with it. We watched the beer boycott a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Couple of years ago. For a long time, the talk of boycotts, never lived up to the hype. Now, because of social media and I think bringing politics into every single aspect of life, the example I use a lot, like if there's some movie and that actor is somebody I really enjoy, and it's a movie which looks great to me, but he is an over-the-top Trump supporter and I'm not, I couldn't care less. I'm watching the movie. I mean, if you thought, I mean, Alec Baldwin's a tougher example because Alec Baldwin has acted so loathsome and so cruel in this bullying. But if it's just, and obviously the shooting situation and the trial a couple of years ago, where he was exonerated, but he's a big time lefty. Like Clooney's a big, let's use Clooney because Clooney hasn't had the examples with the law and with paparazzi and just acting like, I mean, how many times have we seen video of Baldwin just acting like a complete jackass? Clooney, proud lefty, raises money all the time. He has, I forget the name of it, but a highly touted movie coming out in the fall. The people are saying this is one of the best Clooney movies in a long time. If you're right, go to the damn movie. That's my particular feeling on that. That is sad news. Lindsay Peterson, now he's helping us out. Ozzy Osbourne has died. And it was just weeks after the show with Black Sabbath, where he looked terrible. And Ozzy Osbourne, Lindsay, do you see the age on Ozzy? What are we, 75? I'm kind of guessing. 76. Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, we're going to get to that in a little bit, because we can get to that at the bottom of the hour. But yeah, the news that Ozzy Osbourne, just weeks after his final performance, has passed away. We'll discuss that in a little bit at the bottom of the hour. But I want to stay with the store situation here. So why do you make the decision to go to the stores? And if you're a Target customer, does this tick you off? Hey, part of the reason why I go to you is convenience, Minnesota, all that, although we're well past just the Minnesota part of it. But the price matching. I enjoy the price matching, and I'm bugged now that you have ended it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're talking about stores and the grocery store side, on the convenience store side, on the Target, Costco, Walmart side, which also are grocery stores. In light of Target saying we're done with price matching, okay, in light of that's over, why do you decide to go to the stores you go? And which ones stand out most to you? Number of texts coming in. We'd love more. Where your places and why are they your places? Among the texts, drives me nuts why Target will have a different price online versus in-store. Give me the best deal up front and cut the games, I say. I feel like that was a bigger issue before than it is now. Josh, you've been on both sides of this. Do you see us? I feel like that was a bigger issue. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No.
That we're seeing more uniformity in the prices online and in stores?
I think it's honestly, it's more than just prices when it comes to kind of making these kinds of moves, especially for Target as a peek behind the curtain thing. Like, there's the time clock aspect of this also is being, they're kind of putting out that fire frantically right now too. So, like, no staying late to help with stocking shelves, et cetera, for product availability. So it's more than just the price aspect of kind of this battle that's going on between online versus in-store stuff.
Right. They can also, like a texter says, I find it off on their website as cheaper prices in-store. I think that's what they're referring to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to a certain degree they are. Yeah. They also are saying if they could try to justify it this way, that if I'm sitting on my couch and I just have my iPhone here, mm-hmm, and I'm just going to Target.com, that's one price. But if I go to the store, I'm getting extra customer service. I'm hitting the red button. I got people helping me out. So they could try to justify, hey, we're giving you a little more for this. When you're just on the internet, we're giving you the product. We're giving you the site. We're giving you the delivery. But here, we're going to give you a little bit more. So that could be an attempt to try to justify. More text here on the store and why you go to that particular store. 100% Amazon, because if I return something, I never have to worry about keeping a receipt. I can go back 3 years and get a receipt for what I bought at Amazon. That's so nice. They take everything back. Yeah, listen, I'm in the process of returning a bunch of things right now. A lot of places now, Josh, it's, do you have your credit card? And we've got a record of it. It is nice if you also keep the receipt. If you're someone who's fairly busy, you might not have time to have a drawer of, okay, we got a family of five of us, and here are the receipts everybody bought. I got teenagers. Mm-hmm. And here are all the receipts of everything we bought the last 5 weeks of the credit card. Also, there are people just jerks about returning stuff. They used it. It's marked up. It was 2.5 years ago. I'm sorry. There should be some window where, you know what, that's long enough. You kept the product long enough. We don't have to just, yeah, you bought that in the 90s. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What is, Josh Wheeler, I make you the grocery departments are returning.
Yeah.
How long is the window for Josh to allow consumers to return something back?
Groceries a week. Anything else, 2 weeks. Outside of that, if it's in your house for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Now, groceries, yeah. I mean,
2 weeks is the minimum for Target in general. You with Circle members, you get an extra couple weeks.
Okay, so I buy clothes somewhere.
Yeah.
You're only giving me 2 weeks to return the clothes?
I mean, what did you buy them for? Are you buying Christmas clothes in July? Or
you're tough. I'm going to go a little longer than that.
Okay.
Groceries? I'm going 2 days on groceries. I'm sorry.
That is fair.
Maybe a day, to be honest. Chad, I love Hy-Vee. Good quality groceries, good prices, clean stores, friendly stuff. I think Hy-Vee is an excellent store.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there's another part of this story. Well, let me get a couple other texts. I want to get to another part of this story, too. I shop at Cub for groceries because they usually have everything I need in stock. I used to shop for Target for groceries, but they cannot figure out the supply chain, always missing more than several items on my list. That would that would bug me. Yes, we did love Target, more texts. But because of the political stance at Target, we don't go there. We miss it. But we are being mindful of where we shop. Chad, for the most part, I don't shop because of prices. Rather, it's what is offered, what tastes the best. I go to Trader Joe's for flowers, the rice and peanut butter, Kowalski's for the rotisserie chicken, fish, meat, and soup bar, Lund's and Barley's for pasta salad, and Jerry's for the Nashville chicken and fresh vegetables. That is somebody who really is selective about the particular stores. I also want to mention, and this is a more serious topic, maybe we can get to this another time, that yesterday we had the announcement about Cub and Midway and closing down. And we are seeing this more and more in this country where there are large communities in large population areas where they are devoid of grocery stores and department stores. And I am not telling a business that you have to be here, that if you're losing money, you have to be here, whatever it might be. I'm just acknowledging it's a sad situation. If you live, I'm not saying if you live somewhere where there's not a big population, you've made that decision. Some of those expectations have to come with it. And in an ideal world, everybody throughout the country, throughout the globe, would have access to groceries. But as we have this enormous economic divide in this country, and yes, I'm a capitalist, and I don't think just taxing and taxing and taxing is the way to solve everything. So if we have more people making more money, excellent. But that separation between wherever we're defining the rich and the poor is getting larger and larger. And there are implications of that in many, many ways. And if you're someone who your entire life has always lived in an area where they're growing up, whatever you did, post-high school, job, whatever it might be, where you knew not too far away, you had access to food. Let's just stop at food. We go to the other stores, food. And now you move somewhere and you have to drive significantly more. That's a concerning part of life. Because not everybody has got the car sitting outside. Not everybody has a schedule that works to drive that extra 20, 25 minutes. And I'm not forcing you to mandate. We had it. Got it. Thanks, Dan. I'm not forcing stores saying Cub, Target, Lund's Barley's, you have to open there. You have to stay there no matter what. But I'm saying if you're in that situation, it is another sad indictment about what is going on between success, the haves, and the have-nots. And I'll repeat, I'm not kind of a capitalist. I'm a complete capitalist. And on a lot of fiscal issues, I am right of center. And I'm not for the municipal store situation that's breaking out. But I want you just to think and have some empathy for it, for individuals who live in an area, and guess what? That grocery store they had for a long time, It's gone. And maybe their job goes the other way. Or maybe they have multiple kids and now it used to be convenient. That's a tough situation to face.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.